News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It is a Friday. It's hour number two of Fond du Lac today as we head towards the weekend. And, of course, part of our Friday show is always talking with local law enforcement on our Behind the Badge segments. And hour number two kicks off with the City of Fond du Lac Police Department and Officer Steve Olson joining us once again on the phone lines. Steve, happy Friday. How's it going today?
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Going great.
It's been a very nice week of weather. I have very few complaints aside from the fact that it's a little bit colder heading into the weekend, but still well above normal. It's still that fake spring, I think you could say.
That's right. No, definitely no complaining. Other than I will say, unless you're my 8, almost 9-year-old son who took his mini bike for a ride the other day and got in lots of trouble with his mother because it was so wet. And muddy out that I don't know if he necessarily ruined his nice coat, but he's not in mom's good graces right now. Let's just say that.
It's that time of year, you know, the frost is coming out of the ground. You got puddles, you got mud, you got all that good stuff. So, it happens.
That's right.
So, Steve, this week we're going to talk about being safe with online purchasing and not necessarily from like an eBay kind of thing, because that's another conversation we could have. But this is more like a Craigslist or a Facebook Marketplace thing, right, where you're meeting somebody in person and buying something that you see online. Is that kind of what you wanted to talk about today?
Absolutely. So there's so many social media platforms now that have some kind of, online rummage sale, buy, sell, whether it's Craigslist or, you mentioned Facebook Marketplace, which is just so popular right now. And most of the time, unless you are going to have the item shipped to you, most of the time it's you local pickup or you travel to another destination to pick up your said item. And, I think as often as that happens now, it's still important to be, smart about how you go about that, whether you are the buyer or whether you are the seller. So I've got six quick and easy, we're going to call them. That sounds like a good recipe, doesn't it? Quick and easy. six quick and easy tips for keeping yourself safe if you are going to either sell something or you're going to buy something from somebody that you don't know. So, okay. First and foremost, if you can do this at all, meet in a public place. So, pick an open shopping mall, a gas station, a public parking lot, the police department lot. There's some departments in the state that actually have designated spots for people to meet up at to conduct a transaction. That way, if you meet in a neutral public place that is open, a couple things can happen. One, I think whether you're the buyer or the seller, you're both you feel a little bit more at ease. And a lot of times there are cameras that are on buildings, and that can sometimes thwart a would-be criminal from causing you some kind of harm. So meet in a public place. Number two, if you have to meet in a home, bring somebody with you. The more the merrier, we say. So oftentimes, if an item is just too large to transport to a public place, you may have to go to a person's house. Or on the flip side, someone may have to come to your house. So a couple quick tips with that. Try to have them have the item, where it's, either, say, in the garage or close to the front door, so you don't have to necessarily go into their home and vice versa. They don't have to come into your home. So, there's that, I think, is probably, I wish I had a statistic on, what is more, do people go to other people's homes more often or do they meet at someplace neutral? I bet if you worked it out, it's probably meeting in a neutral place, a public place, but yet I know there are lots of times where people have to go to each other's homes. So just, be mindful of that. Tip number three, Spencer, I was trying to think, do I know people without one of these now? I do, but it's getting rare. Always have a phone with you. Mm-hmm. Just simple. Have your phone with you. You can, if it makes you feel better, if you're a little nervous about it, you can always have a friend on speakerphone while you're doing the transaction, right? Mm-hmm. If something goes wrong, you at least have kind of that lifeline, we'll call it there. You can certainly text a friend, let somebody know where you're going. and what you're doing. Tip two is, bring a friend. Well, this kind of the same thing. Let somebody know where you're going and have a phone with you so that if something happens, you have kind of a first line of defense to help keep yourself safe.
Right, absolutely.
And I mean, everybody has phones nowadays, right?
Right, yeah, pretty much.
pretty much. So tip number four, moving right along, kind of a piggyback off of three with having a phone, is set your phone for this particular time to track your location. We talked about a safety tip weeks ago about turning that location tracker off when you go on vacation so people don't necessarily know you're not home. But in this case, turn that on and you can actually send your location to a friend. Hey, here's where I am, And if something were to happen, at least, people know where to start looking for you. And there's apps you can use, too. I think there's one called Find My Friends that, it's just it's super easy to do. It's super handy to do. Our phones have the technology to do it. So, why not utilize it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tip number five is bring this is very hard for me because very rarely do I have any of this on me ever, but bring only the agreed upon cash with you. Don't bring extra.
Right.
And I don't know why you would, unless you think, well, maybe they have some other things I might want, but bring only the agreed upon cash. Hopefully you get it cheaper, right? But don't bring more. If it if it goes bad, if something were to go south, if you're going to lose out on some money, at least it's only what you agreed upon, that value. Especially when you're buying, high-valued items, computers, cell phones, jewelry, that kind of things. Just bring what you agreed to pay for it. Last but not least, tip number six, do your transactions in daylight hours. Such an, often overlooked thing, but being in daylight, it's a bunch. It's much more safe. Would-be criminals don't like daylight. There's too many people can see what's going on. So if you can do it during the daytime, do it. Don't do it at night. And even if your schedule has to be switched around or it's inconvenient to do it during the day, it is much, much safer. So try to conduct it during daylight hours.
Yeah.
I'm curious, Spencer. Have you ever bought anything this way?
Not really buy, if we're talking like Craigslist or whatever. I've sold stuff on Craigslist when I moved out of one of my apartments in college. It was easy to find a buyer for a two-seater love seat couch that we didn't want anymore. So that was a nice quick way to get that because there's so many college kids up in Oshkosh that wanted a nice couch. But I haven't bought much off Craigslist in a while. I'm primarily an eBay guy and that's a whole nother monster.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation to have because you're not really doing stuff online. It's more of an unknown really doing stuff in person. It's more of an unknown,
Right. You're really on eBay. You're putting your faith in the person to send you what you think you bought. I have purchased a ton of things this way and face-to-face transactions. And, in all the tips that we talked about today, I do try my best to utilize all of them. I'm not going to say that every single time I was able to do all six, but there's certain non-negotiables. One, I always have my phone with me. Two, I always let somebody know where I'm going. And I do try to meet up at places, public places. And 100%, I can honestly say 100% of the transactions I've had with people have all been positive. They've all been good. But it just, with that in mind, it never hurts to be safe. And one last thing before we're out of time this week, this just happened to me this week. And this might be why I came up with this idea for the show, because I purchased something locally from a wonderful couple and great communication. Everything was laid out. They told me where to meet them. I went to that location, and it was actually in a storage unit that they rented. And they were starting an online kind of business. They would buy overstock things, and then they're obviously selling it for extra income.
Yeah.
Well, they let me look through this entire huge storage shed of all kinds of products to see if I needed something else, right? And we made the transaction. The item was just, what I wanted. I left, and as I was leaving, this light bulb came on, which doesn't always happen, by the way, but it came on, and I was like, oh my goodness, if I were a burglar, they just invited me with open arms mm-hmm. to not only to be at the location where they keep everything, but they let me look through, you know, look through the whole thing so I know what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you are selling things, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, dedicated listeners to Behind the Badge, that's not a good idea. Don't lead people to a place that you cannot monitor all the time, especially storage units. We could do a whole show on on how sometimes those are the easiest things to break into. So just one thing I thought of, you know, but again, the point of all of our shows is not to, I don't want to scare people into not trusting mm-hmm. Others. You know, the vast majority of, I believe, there are way more honest and trustworthy people in the world. But again, that doesn't mean we should turn a blind eye and be careless. So be safe out there.
I will echo the few transactions I've made on Craigslist or whatever it may be since I've lived in Fond du Lac have been very positive. People have showed up. They've paid proper amounts. They've followed some of the tips. I remember we sold an exercise bike a couple years back. And it was husband and wife who came and got it. They loaded it up. We had a smooth transaction, so it's all good. And like you said, overwhelming majority of folks are going to follow the letter of the law. They just want to make their money, get rid of the item they don't want, and give it to somebody who does. But there's always those people you have to maybe watch out for, and just some general reminders if people are selling stuff too.
Amen. Hey, big show next week, Spencer. It's going to be the first for 2021. All right, we're going to have our friends from North Fond du Lac PD giving us an update to see what's going on out there. So that's coming up next week.
Very cool. We'll chat with Chief Pouch, and we'll talk to you down the road, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Take care.